For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News from this week's Time Magazine. Why is the DEA hounding this doctor? The feds are cracking down on pain specialists and doctors, and their patients are crying foul. On a cold morning last April in the shadow of Montana's Beartooth Mountain Range, five agents from the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency walked into the office of Dr. Richard Nelson, a Billings neurologist. For 6 hours, they combed through his records, seizing 72 patient charts and confiscating his drug dispensing permit. The charge? None so far, but the assumption is that he is suspected of improperly prescribing narcotic drugs. End quote. So by way of an assumption, via a suspicion, this doctor's career has virtually been destroyed. Again, from Time Magazine. In the past year, hundreds of sufferers have contacted the Baltimore-based American Pain Foundation. Quote, they've gone to every physician within hundreds of miles and can't get someone to prescribe to them, says Executive Director Will Rao. In some cases, patients with high-dosage prescriptions are turned away by drug stores, which are also subject to DEA investigations. End quote. The use of opioids, medicine originally derived from poppies, dates back thousands of years. They were widely available in the U.S. until the public, alarmed by the growing number of addicts, called for strict anti-narcotics laws in the early 20th century. In the public mind, opioids such as morphine and laudanum, although they remained the most effective pain relievers, became associated with their illegal cousins, heroin and opium, and doctors often shied away from prescribing them. Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage will be pain specialist Dr. Frank Fisher.
Dr. Fisher, as I understand it, when taken properly under a doctor's care, that opioids create zero overdoses per year. Is that correct?
That's true. With OxyContin, which is a product that sells over $1 billion a year, there are no recorded deaths from patients taking it as prescribed. And when other people get hold of it and abuse it, in 97% of the cases, when death results, there's other stuff on board, usually alcohol. So even in willful abusers, a pure OxyContin death is the rarest sort of circumstance.
And a final quote from Time Magazine. But now, a whole bunch of people are sitting out there, hurting like hell, end quote. And of course, the DEA would like nothing better than that each American should suffer and learn. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.